Just finished showering. Oh, and now I'm drying myself. And I'm in my room. Alright, let's get ready for bed. First thing, taking off the towel and picking an underwear to wear. Picking some panties to wear tonight. And now I'm going to hang out my towel, put some deodorant on, so I took a warm shower, but I know I'll be getting cold tonight, so I'm going to wear something warm. I have a really, really soft hoodie, and I love wearing it on its own, so that's what I'm going to wear for tonight. Trying to put it with only one hand. And I'm clothed for bed. Okay, so now I'm going to take my makeup off. Using first makeup wipes. Taking my makeup off. And this is probably the best feeling in the world. Well, one of the best. The best of the best would be when I remove my bra after a long day. I think nothing can beat that. But removing my makeup comes really close. It's just that no matter what you put on your face, even if it's just moisturizer, or nothing at all, you still get dirty during the day. So washing your face is really, really important. And it makes you feel really clean. That feels really good. Okay. Now it's time to really cleanse the face. So I'm going to take some cotton. And put some, how is it called in English? I don't know. It's a cleansing water. And it's called Eau Nettoyante in French. And it's actually for babies and kids. So it says, Eau nettoyante sans rinçage, visage et siège, nettoie et adoucit. What that means is that it's a cleansing water without rinsing for face and butt. And it's from my favorite brand for kids or babies, even though I don't have any kids or babies. So I'm going to pour that on the cotton ball. Take off the last bits of makeup that didn't come off with the wipe. And really deeply clean my face. So it's really cool and not drying. It feels really nice on the skin. And I'm also cleansing my neck, of course. Even though I did it in the shower, I still rub some of that cleansing water on my neck. And on my chest. So weird. So now that my face is clean, I can put my eye cream on. So I put it on my middle fingers, rub both middle fingers and gently tap the cream around my eye. That feels good. Okay. That's done. I try to be as gentle as possible and not tug on my skin. At least the skin under my eyes or around my eyes. Because that skin is really, really thin and sensitive. it's time for moisturizer. I use an oil for that. And it's jojoba oil. I either use jojoba oil or argan oil. I love both. Because it's really, really moisturizing and doesn't have any added chemicals to them. It's pure oil and it's really perfect for the face and body, really. It's a bit heavy, but it's okay for the night. And I apply it to my neck too. And my chest. I'm going to keep moisturizing now. And I'm going to do my legs. And for tonight, so I picked a body lotion. And it smells so good. It's really, really delicious. It smells like jasmine. And I'm going to do the same for the arms, but I'm going to have to take my hoodie off. I forgot. I don't wear hoodies really often to bed. Perfect. Now to finish the face, I'm going to put some lip balm on. It's a really moisturizing one. Smells really good. It smells really Fingertip on the contact lens and roll it down instead of pinching the contact lens between two fingers and pulling it out. But since I have long nails, I can't really.